The Tattooed Girl by Joyce C. Oates. Read by Kate Fleming. Disc 1.
For Philip Roth. Chapter 1. He had known it must happen soon, and yet he wasn't prepared for it happening so soon. I can't do it any longer. No more. He meant, but could not bring himself to acknowledge, I can't live alone any longer. Chapter 2. Easy is the way down into the underworld. By night and by day, dark Hades' door stands open. He smiled at these lines of Virgil floating into consciousness like froth on a stream. He told himself he wasn't frightened. His soul was tough as the leather of his oldest boots. He would hire someone to live with him, and really he did need an assistant for his translation project. He was a discreet man, a private man. To friends who'd known him for more than 20 years, and even to most of his relatives, an enigmatic man. And so his initial inquiries were discreet, made among acquaintances in the city rather than friends. I need an assistant. He disliked the sound of this, need. I'd like to hire an assistant, or I'm thinking of hiring an assistant. Better to make it more specific, defined. I'm thinking of hiring a research assistant for a few months, beginning in November. Adding, preferably a young man. Women, even quite young women, had a disconcerting habit of falling in love with him, or imagining love.